Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I am not going to lie. I have been putting off recording this podcast for you for at least a year, maybe more. And I said I was going to create daily videos in January, and then I said I was going to do it in February, and then I told you it would come in March to help you tackle your hot mess room. And as much as you are overwhelmed and don't know what to do with your hot mess room, I am equally overwhelmed and trying to figure out how to virtually inspire, motivate, help you take action, and give you practical, actionable steps that will help you turn that hot mess room into a usable room in your house again. And the reason why this is such a loaded podcast and such a loaded issue for so many people after I did much analyzation is a couple of reasons. Number one, it is like a jigsaw puzzle with all of the pieces in there. Not necessarily everything goes together. It's really hard to figure out what's in a hot mess room. Second of all, you lack time, space, and decision-making capability of everything that's in your hot mess room. I mean, think about what's in your hot mess room right now. You might be thinking of your storage room. You might be thinking of your garage. You might be thinking of your spare bedroom. You might be thinking of your entire house. In there are things you don't know what to do with, period, end of discussion. Things that have value, but you're not sure where you would sell them. Or you would get rid of them, but you're environmentally conscious and you don't want to just put everything in the landfill. Like, could I donate it? And it's pretty much not donatable. Where can I recycle it? In addition to those, all of those make sense. Yeah, I know that's why the things are in my hot mess room. I'm going to tell you the other two reasons why you have a hot mess room or a hot mess area is because number one, you don't have enough space. And number two, you're lacking time. Not that you won't give time to a project if you deem that the project is worthy or somehow you can find the time. Whenever you tend to find the time to go through the hot mess room, something else is always able to take up your time that is either more urgent or more important. And let's be honest, it's in a hot mess room because you don't want to deal with it. If you wanted to deal with it, you would have dealt with it already. So I have a tall order here helping you get your hot mess room organized. And I'm going to take the next four podcasts to do so. But I know that four podcasts are not going to be enough. So what I want to offer you is for free to enroll in a 28-day daily organizational challenge directed at organizing your hot mess room. It's set up exactly how the 100-day home organization program is set up, but this one is free. So you could sign up today by going to organize365.com/HMR for hot mess room. In there, you are going to get a daily email. And here's a newsflash for you. If you're finding this in July, you can still sign up for this. I'm going to leave this up permanently and I'm going to leave it up for free. So you can go to organize365.com/HMR. By doing this, you're going to see a couple of things. One, that daily actionable work in that area does yield results. Even though you think 15 to 30 minutes a day is not going to yield results, by the end of 4 weeks, you will realize you have yielded a lot of results. Number two, you can experience what it would be like to be in the 100-day home organization program. What's it like to get a daily email? Are these daily emails even good? Can I really take action? How can I fit it into my life? Let's test it out. Let's find. The other thing is, I can't just give you a printable or a action step when we're dealing with our hot mess room. Because like organizing paper, what is in your hot mess room is different for everyone. There are a couple of things that I know are in everybody's hot mess room. That would be your holiday decorations, extra decorative items, maybe pictures. Those are things I've talked about on the podcast before. So when you sign up today, you are going to get a I'm going to tell you about this really cool, basically ebook that you're going to get. and also a shopping list of how you might want to set up your storage room. We are going to go from having a hot mess room to having organized storage in 28 days. I'm not a perfectionist. Your hot mess room will not be in a Pinterest organized storage room by the end of the time that we are together, but I will tell you that if you do something every single day, you are going to be significantly closer to getting your hot mess room organized. And it's probably going to take going through the same cycle a couple of times, just like I tell you, you need to go through the 100-day program a couple of times, because we are going to make some really tough choices, some memories we're going to have to deal with, some crafts that we used to love to do that we're going to need to part ways with, things that we thought had value that we're going to donate and not get any value out of. It's just going to be too hard for the majority of people to make decisions on every single item in the hot mess room in 28 days perfectly. So you should know you are going to continue to store something in your new organized storage area that you might not need. And that's okay. I would rather you actually hold on to a couple of extra things than declutter to the point that you think you should be decluttered and then resent it later when you decluttered something you still wanted. Directly after this podcast, I am re-airing podcast number 150. And podcast number 150 is How to Sort a Box. That podcast, I just re-listened to it. It's very logical in how we go through boxes in our hot mess area. So when you sign up for this program, you are going to get the podcast that we're listening to right now, but also a 2-minute video every single day talking about how you're going to organize different things in your storage room. And between now and the next podcast, we're going to talk about, in the email series, all the basic things that you already have heard podcasts about how to organize: decorations, photos, things like that. We will go more into photos in the last podcast in this series. All right, I want to talk about lack of space. And we already talked about lack of time. You want to have a storage room, not a hot mess room, not a garage you can't park your car in, not a basement you dread going into. You want to have a storage area. And I realize, being from the Midwest in a 2,500 square foot house, many of you listening to this podcast live in Florida or Texas where we have no basements. And you're like, every time you mention basement, Lisa, I'm like, do you realize people don't have basements? Or you live in New York City or somewhere else where you're living in an apartment. Apartments don't have garages. So everybody in Florida and Texas who is saying we don't have basements, everyone in the apartments are saying, not only do I not have a basement, I don't have a garage either. So when I mention storage areas, because I live in the Midwest, storage is aplenty here. We can store all kinds of stuff. Two things. One, if you live in the Midwest or you have a basement and a garage, actually, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for you because you have the space technically to store stuff, which makes it easier for you not to make decisions. For those of you that don't have a basement and or don't also have a garage, your biggest issue and why you have a hot mess room is because you literally do not have a storage area. I am going to suggest that the biggest hang-up that you have about getting your storage organized is that you don't have the space for storage. So when we choose where we're going to live, we also often choose where we're going to live based on where family members live, where our employment is, the size family that we want to have, the kind of house we grew up in, and the kind of lifestyle that we want to have. We very rarely make a purchasing decision on a house based on how much stuff we want to store there. Fine. I mean, you don't have to change how you pick your house. You picked your house for different reasons than storage. That being said, storage is a natural byproduct of life. Like, there are some things that you want to store. I've actually listened to a couple of podcasters who have gotten rid of all of their stuff, like all of their stuff, including all of their memorabilia stuff from grade school. I can't do that. Like, I need to have some memorabilia. I need to have some storage. I would say my storage is very organized right now and not very abundant. I could move into a smaller house for sure. But I like to have a certain amount of stuff. And if I chose to move into a condo or an apartment situation, I would need to do what I'm going to suggest to you, which is that you rent a storage area. Depending on where you live in the country, you may need a climate-controlled storage area or a non-climate-controlled storage area. I remember organizing one of my clients who was moving to Florida from the Midwest, and they had a fully finished basement. Half of the basement was all storage, and their storage was packed floor to ceiling with stuff. And as we were going through the stuff and donating and selling as much as possible, there still was going to be a lot of stuff. Like, I'm really bad at sizes, but be like a master bedroom full of stuff. Like, not a regular child's bedroom, but a big bedroom, a family room, a big bedroom full of stuff. And I said to her, number one, when you move, you're going to need to get climate controlled storage because you won't have a basement and you're not getting rid of all of the stuff. And you'll probably need two units. Actually, I'm thinking of a second client who also moved to Florida. They did the same thing. They had a 5-car garage in their house, but they also got additional offsite storage, especially for paperwork that they were saving. It is okay to get offsite storage. I actually was talking to the owner of a pretty big company, and we were talking about offsite storage, and she said, oh, there's no reason to ever have offsite storage. And I said, oh, I could give you a couple of reasons that I definitely encourage my clients to get offsite storage. One, if you are blending families, two families are moving together into one house, I definitely recommend getting offsite storage for up to a year where you put all of the excess, because you don't really know whose stuff you're going to like better. And everybody doesn't have to give up everything in order to have this new marriage, especially if children come in. Second is if you are downsizing your house and your kids are storing stuff in your house and they are still in the process of late high school, college, early 20s, and they don't really have a house in order to have their storage, but they don't want to get rid of it, and you are the storage facility, I definitely recommend getting paid storage to move your children's items in there so that you could buy the size house you want to live in, but they can still have their memories. And saying that this is their Christmas gift for 5 years or 3 years, and you are going to pay for the storage, but when they turn 25 or whatever age, they're going to either need to take on the storage payments themselves, or they move the stuff out of storage. And then, of course, if you move to an area where you don't have a garage and or basement, if you don't have a garage or basement and you don't want to be staring at your Christmas tree all year, I think that you should get seasonal storage. Sometimes when you live in a smaller house to save money, it's okay to get offsite storage. I don't think that there should be this negative connotation for paying for offsite storage. I'll give you an example in my own life. We are now selling physical products as Organized 365, which has definitely been a learning curve for me. And I needed to order quantities of slash pockets by the 5,000s. So in the summer, I had 5,000 slash pockets delivered to my garage, and I got Home Depot shelving, I'll tell you about it in a minute, and I had all of that in my garage. And then we set up shipping, and all summer long and early fall, we did shipping out of my garage. And many people do this when they start businesses. Well, I placed the order for the Sunday Basket 2.0 slash pockets. Again, I needed to order this time 6,000 sets of slash pockets. And I looked around my garage and I had figured out how I still had one car parked in there. We always have one car parked in there. How I could actually keep doing that and put some of it in the basement. So what I decided to do was get offsite storage. So the offsite storage, we bought the offsite storage, you know, rented it. We went and bought Home Depot shelving for there. We moved part of the 1.0 slash pockets into that shelving. And by then it was late fall. And I was like, you know, it's going to be really cold for Melissa, who does all of the shipping, to be in my garage in Ohio in December and January, packaging all these products and driving over to the self-storage. She was literally shipping out of my laundry room. That's where the computer was set up. Like, it was just such a... It was working, but it just wasn't ideal at all. So I decided in late November that I would go ahead and I would rent one of those offices. So it's a CMC office building, like where you can go and you rent like just a little office. Like it's actually an office with a door and everything. So I rented that at right before the 2.0 slash pockets came in. Everything got delivered. You guys have seen pictures. I'll put them in the post of what the office looks like. Of course, I went and bought even more Home Depot shelving units. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And we set up our whole entire office there. And then I went back to that storage facility and I canceled that storage locker that I had. I thought I would have that external storage forever. I had it for 6 weeks. 6 weeks, that was it. It was a month-to-month contract. There was no cancellation fee. There was no problem in having that storage unit. I paid for it when I needed it, and I didn't pay for it when I didn't need it. One of the things that was great when I set up my garage as storage, and also when I set up the storage room as the offsite storage room as storage, was I started with a blank slate. I moved everything out of my garage. I went to Home Depot. I bought these shelving units I like. They're called HDX. They're the Home Depot brand. Ventilated shelving. They're plastic. And I get the 24-inch deep shelving, not the 18-inch deep. When you sign up for the HMR Hot Mess Room emails, the very first email you get is going to be Amazon links to the exact Home Depot shelving that I use and the exact bins that fit on that shelving, and also these adhesive things that we're going to put on the front of the bins to label them. You can get a set of index cards, unique colored markers, and then there are going to be free printable sheets that I have for the inventory we're going to create as we go along. So I have all of my shelving is uniform. It's all this Home Depot ventilated shelving, 24 inches deep. Why I love this, and I have told you this multiple times, is because this shelving is lightweight, it is durable, it will hold very heavy things. These boxes are like 100 pounds each of these slash pockets. Now, we don't put them above shelf number 2, and we did have them on shelf 3 in my garage, but I could see that wasn't going to last long term. So in the office, we don't have them above shelf number 2, but they hold a lot of weight. They're very lightweight and they're very flexible. When you see the pictures in my office, you'll see that this shelving gives you 4 shelves. It's 4 shelves high. It's 5 shelves. One is the bottom and one is the top. And we have those along one whole wall in the office. On the other wall in the office, we've only built them 2 shelves high. So I have 2 shelves for storage, and then the third shelf on the top is the countertop actually in our office. That allows me to have shelving underneath the countertop, but I didn't want to buy a counter, and I already owned 3 folding tables, so I left the folding tables folded, and I put them on top of the Home Depot shelving, and it allows you to have a nice counter in that office without any extra expense on my end. You might have foldable tables for when you have parties as well. This is a great way to put them on top of that Home Depot shelving, which gives you a countertop to work on when you're in either your basement storage or your rented storage, or if you rent an office like I do, or wherever you put your storage, you can actually make a countertop by just using a folded table. The other reason I love this is when we were mass producing, we had quite a few clients that were having us make scrapbooks for them, and I don't do that anymore. But in the basement, we would have our folded tables unfolded and using them as tables. But when we were making scrapbooks, you're constantly, if you're standing up, you're hunched over on these tables and your back would hurt after about 45 minutes. When I put the tables on the Home Depot shelving, then you are able to stand upright but still use the benefit of that folded table, and we could just crank out those scrapbooks. We're really good at making scrapbooks. I love this shelving because it is heavy. It is heavy duty, but lightweight and very flexible. Maybe you're thinking, well, Lisa, you're not even mentioning the fact that I have an attic for storage. Great. Not many people have attics anymore, but if you do have an attic for storage, this is your best shelving again, because it's okay in hot. It's okay in cold. It's like this really thick plastic. It would have to get really hot or really cold for that to be a problem. And also in almost all attics, you have sloped areas. And because you have sloped areas and you can make this shelving 5 high or 2 high, you can actually set up shelving only 1 high all the way around the perimeter of your attic. And it'd be a great way to store there as well. So this is the system that I love for setting up your storage room. Some of the questions I've been getting in February, because people are trying to do the organizer hot mess room and get their storage organized before I was able to record these podcasts, is, well, what if I already have bins? What if I already have shelving? I don't want to invest in these new Home Depot shelving and these specific 56 or 58 quart Sterilite bins that you keep talking about. Totally fine. Like, you can totally do this system without buying anything new. But I do know that when you have a storage room organized the way it's going to be organized at the end with the Home Depot shelving and the Sterilite bins, you will love going to your storage area. You will love going to your storage area, because not only are we using clear bins so you can see what's inside of them, but in the in the post and in the download, you'll see I found these adhesive. They're like clear adhesive. They hold, I don't know how to explain them. I don't know what they're called. They hold index cards and they stick to the front of your bin. And then you could put an index card in and out in front of this little adhesive thing that I found. I found these for the office because Melissa was constantly changing the inventory in the bins and we were using post-it notes and they weren't sticking. So I found these adhesive, label holders. These adhesive label holders are awesome because then you can slide an index card in there. And let's say you decide that your color for holidays is going to be red. So then you can put an index card in there and with a red marker write Christmas bin 1, Christmas bin 2, Christmas bin 3. And then you're going to get free printable sheets and you would take the red free printable sheet. And in there, it has 8 boxes that have lines inside them. I don't know how to explain this to you. And you write Christmas bin 1. And then on the lines, you put down ornaments for the living room tree and decorations for blah, blah, blah. Box 2. Extra electrical cords, tree skirt, angel, and outdoor light or whatever. So you can see in your binder at home, if you have a home reference binder or home operations binder, you're going to be able to look at your storage room in your kitchen in your binder. And this is the beautiful thing. When somebody says, where is the electrical cord? We need an extra electrical cord. Don't we have one of those in our Christmas bins? You will open up your binder. You will go to that page and you'll say, yes, it's in Christmas bin 3. And then they can go to the basement, the garage, the attic, or the external storage unit, and they will be able to find the item that you need. Isn't that going to be beautiful? 28 days from now, that is the goal. Everything is labeled. Everything is in your home binder. And anyone can go into storage and find anything at any time. I know it's kind of a tall order. Last year in March, I did Declutter Madness. And I talked about how March is the best month to get the whole family on board for organizing. You know, March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. And somewhere in there in March, you are going to get the spring fever bug. And all of a sudden, even if you don't like organizing at all, you are going to feel compelled to wash windows and vacuum the house and take down blinds and clean them and do all kinds of things you don't normally do. And I want to take that natural energy that is going to hit you at some point this month. And I want you to then take that energy and put it in your hot mess room. I also am going to be re-airing the Declutter Madness podcast. We go through organizing your bedroom, organizing the family room, organizing the basement, and organizing the garage. Basement is storage room. And the basement storage room podcast is very short because I didn't have a program for you. But now you'll already be in this. So by the time you get to Declutter Madness, if your family's listening along with you and they get to the storage room, you will be, 75% of the way through your storage room and be able to have them help you make decisions. So what I'm going to encourage you to do today is to go to organize365.com/HMR and get started in the 28-day hot mess organization program. I'm going to give you exactly what you would buy if you are going to buy something to set up a storage room the way I would set it up if I was professionally organizing your house. You don't need to do that. Maybe you'll do that in the future. But you'll have everything that I'm going to be talking about all in the first printable. The other thing you're going to get is a very thick ebook that Michelle is one of our new admins. One of the things I asked her to do back in December and January was to compile an exhaustive list of where we could recycle items, where we could donate items, and what different donation centers took things, and where we could sell items. And she did a great job. I mean, she spent a lot of time finding all of this information. You may not read this ebook cover to cover. It's not like a story. But when you find out that you have batteries or light bulbs or whatever it is, and you want to know, where can I recycle that? Will Goodwill take it? Could I sell this? I would love for you to check this free ebook that we have that we're giving you in this series and see, is that a recyclable item? And if so, which stores will take it? And that will save you so much time. So as you come across things that are recyclable, you can go through, or you might choose to say, you know what, this store is closest to me, so I'm going to look in the ebook and find out all of the things that they recycle, and then I'm going to go cherry pick through my hot mess room and get all of those things out and take them all at once to that store. So this week, I want you to sign up for the Hot Mess Room emails. Download that ebook so you at least have it on your computer, or you may choose to print it and put it in a binder if you want to do that. That's how I tend to do things. And decide if you're going to go ahead and get an offsite storage and invest in those bins and boxes. And then listen to the How to Sort a Box podcast that is coming next that will help you with how to start going through these boxes. In the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be touching on a lot of the items that you have told me in the Facebook group that are in your hot mess room that you want answers for. I'll be reading some of those, but I've divided it into three different categories. I've already really covered pretty well organizing decorations, organizing decorative supplies, and what to do with memories. We're going to touch on it again, but how to process through memories. So next week, I'm going to talk about craft organization. A lot of the stuff in your hot mess room is crafts. So let's really get into what are crafts, how long do we keep them, how do we store them. The week after, we're going to talk about everything you're keeping just in case. The 8 million rolls of gift wrap you have just in case they stop selling gift wrap entirely and you need to wrap 500 gifts and you can't go to a store. I know you're laughing because you're like, how does she know? How does she know I have 50 rolls of gift wrap? I know. You have all of these items that are just in case. Exercise equipment, furniture, all kinds of stuff. Just in case I have it. And then week three, we're going to talk about the things that are in your hot mess room that are memories and are also dreams of what you might do in the future. You guys have a great week.